Cinnamon Bear.
I wonder what's happening to Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear. They lost the Silver Star again when the Quill Dragon jumped into the root beer ocean, and as though that weren't bad enough, they were captured by the Inkaboos, strange people made out of blotting paper with their faces drawn on in ink. Quill escaped, but the rest of our brave expedition was led before King Blotto III, accused of violating all sorts of Inkaboo laws, and finally condemned to be thrown into the immense inkwell. Now we find Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear completely surrounded by Inkaboos, standing on the brink of the immense inkwell.
Jimmy, hold my hand. I'm scared.
Deary me, this inkwell really is immense and black as pitch.
Willikers, it's almost a block across.
Yes, and it's over 3,000 thingamajigs deep, and it's icy cold.
Oh, my beautiful stuffing. This will be the end of Patio Cinnamon, sure.
And we'll never, never get the Silver Star back. Maybe we'll never have another Christmas even. Oh, I wish we were back home with Mother and Daddy.
Oh, don't cry, Judy. I'm right here. I'm a pretty good swimmer, you know. I got a badge for it. But I don't know how good I can swim in that awful ink.
You can't. This is unswimmable ink. You'll just sink and sink and sink.
Oh, you mean old blotters.
His right royal highness, King Blotto III.
Ow, ow, ow.
Well, let's get on with the execution. Come. Where's the royal executioner?
Excuse me, your majesty, but the royal executioner isn't here.
Isn't here? Why isn't he?
This is his day off.
Why doesn't somebody tell me these things? Send someone after him.
Begging your pardon, your majesty, but executioner's union, local 33 and a third, would be very much annoyed if we did.
Maybe we'll get saved yet, Jimmy.
What a way to run a kingdom. Here we have three very insulting people to execute. And the executioner is taking a day off. I'm flabbergasted.
But, your majesty, how is it?
Quiet! Where's my royal secretary?
Here I am, your majesty.
Take a proclamation. Quote, be it known hereafter, and from this date henceforward, that the royal executioner shall not, underline not, shall not take his day off if it is the day of an execution. And furthermore...
Excuse me, your majesty. But how can the royal executioner not take his day off on the day of an execution if he starts off on his day off before it becomes the day of an execution? Do I make myself clear?
Absolutely. What do you mean?
Well, the royal executioner left for his day off this morning, and this did not become a day of an execution until this afternoon.
Oh, very well, then. Don't take a proclamation. You see if I care.
If things keep up at this rate, we may have a chance yet, Jimmy.
That's what I think.
Well, why doesn't somebody do something?
I'm sorry, Your Majesty, but the Inkaboo Constitution is very rigid in the matter of executions. I'm afraid we're lost without the royal executioner to officiate.
Why don't you just sort of call the whole thing off, huh?
That'd be elegant.
Sure. You don't want to have an execution anyhow.
We do so, and don't you speak until you're spoken to. This here now execution has got to go on.
What'll we do? Possibly we could postpone the...
Hooray! Hooray!
Now, what's the matter with you?
I've been trying for 10 years to remember what my official position is, and it just dawned on me sudden-like. Hooray! Hooray!
Oh, cut the hooray business and tell us who you are, if it makes any difference.
Oh, but it does, Your Majesty. I just happen to remember that I'm the Assistant Royal Executioner. So there.
We're sunk, children. They'll dunk us like doughnuts.
Oh, I don't want to be pushed into that awful big old inkwell.
Me neither. I'll fight them first. Come on, Jimmy.
No, you don't. Hold it, ma'am.
Leave me alone. Ouch!
Now, don't do that again, Blotterface, or I'll scratch you to shreds.
Did you hear that? This little runt says he'll scratch me to pieces.
And he will, too.
Hurrah! Hurrah!
Oh, make that thing stop making that funny noise, will you? And for the love of ink, get on with the execution.
Very well, Your Majesty.
Hurrah!
Just a minute. What's that person doing anyway?
He's a cinnamon bear, and that's his growl.
Yeah, and it scares people like everything.
Oh, fiddlesticks doesn't scare me at all, but I find it most annoying. Kindly desist, will you? And in the name of 10,000 pen wipers, please proceed with the execution.
Of course, Your Majesty. Are the prisoners in line to be shoved off into the immense inkwell, Captain?
Well, sort of, but they won't stand still. Here, you, all of you put your arms around each other so the executioner can push you in with one push.
Oh, dear.
There. All ready now.
I'm awful scared, Cinnamon Bear.
Just be calm like me, Judy. Something always happens.
Sure, like in storybooks. The Marines will come, maybe.
What is holding us up now? I'm rapidly losing my patience.
Pardon, Your Majesty, but I temporarily forgot how the ceremony begins.
Well, you better remember in a jiffy, or I'll have you dropped into the inkwell when the royal executioner gets back from his day off.
Yes, Your Majesty. Oyez, in the name of His Majesty, King Blotto III, I, Assistant Executioner, do hereby prepare to shove these prisoners into the black depths of the immense inkwell.
Go on.
Your Majesty will please forgive me, but I can't just remember the exact wording of the execution.
Absurd! Why, I'll have you...
Please, couldn't I just skip over that part and shove them in right away?
Your Majesty, unless the executioner proceeds according to custom, the execution may not be done.
Oh, this is the last straw. Oh, dear, let me see. Maybe I can remember how it begins. One for the money. Two for the show. Oh, splendid. One for the money. Two for the show. Three.
Jimmy and I know that one.
You bet. It's one for the money, two for the show, three to make ready.
No. Don't, Jimmy. You're just helping him throw us in this awful inkwell.
Jiminy Crickets, I forgot.
Your Majesty, I remember it all now. May we proceed with the execution?
By all means, and make it snappy.
One for the money, two for the show, three to make ready,
and oh.
Who interrupts our magnificent ceremony of execution?
Why, it's the Crook Dragon.
Where?
I see him, and bless my stocking, if he hasn't got reinforcements.
Hooray, we're safe.
Company, prepare to defend yourselves.
Well, it's got a company of scissor soldiers. They'll cut the inkable blotters to pieces.
Well, let's try to get through and meet Crazy Quill.
We can't. We're completely surrounded by these awful inkaboos.
They're going to try and hold us.
Up and at them, boys. Long down.
Here we are, Quill.
Hold on, friends. We'll break through.
Call for reinforcements. Bring out the artillery.
Oh, you got here just in the nick of time.
Well, glad we did. But the fight's not over yet. The Inkaboo captain just called for the artillery.
Oh, these scissor soldiers will fix them all right.
I don't think so. Scissors can raise havoc with ordinary Inkaboo blotters, but they're not much good against the artillery.
Just as soon as there's a big enough break in the line, we'll run for it. Gurrah! Adam, boys!
Here comes the Inkaboo artillery.
Look! They're big fountain pens.
Right, and they squirt inks.
Gee, look what they're doing to the scissor soldiers. They're slipping and sliding all over the place.
Well, that's what I was afraid of. They can't cut a thing when they're wet.
Oh, hooray! There's a break in the Inkaboo line.
Come on, let's run for it.
All right, but where are we going? We can't just run and run.
Of course not. The Inkaboos will catch us.
Well, just keep running. I think I know a safe place.
Where's that?
The Rootsley Ocean. We'll all jump in, and the Inkaboos won't dare follow us because they get soaked and fall to pieces.
Wonderful, Squilch. Let's run even faster.
Yes. But what about Cinnamon Bear? He can't jump in the Root Beer Ocean.
Mercy, no. It would be the end of me and my extra special stuffing.
Don't worry about that. You can all climb on my back, and I'll swim you.
Well, you're a lifesaver.
Oh, not yet, I'm not. We've still got to make it to the beach. Let's go.
Oh, there's the Root Beer Ocean.
I was afraid we'd never make it.
Oh, gee, here come those Inkaboos.
All right, up on my back, all of you.
Okay, Quilt, I'm on.
How about you, Jimmy?
Right behind you, Judy.
Yeah, me too.
All set for the takeoff?
All set.
Here we go.
Just made it. Boy, are those Inkaboos mad.
Yeah, but they don't dare follow us.
We're certainly grateful to you for saving us, Wilt.
Oh, Shaw, it was nothing. I just wanted to show you how sorry I was about the Silver Star.
Oh, I'd almost forgotten about our Silver Star with all the excitement and everything.
Yes, but we still got to fly at the corner top of our tree. Or Christmas won't be Christmas.
Well, do you think I've redeemed myself enough to be allowed to help you look for it, my friend?
Wilt, as one cinnamon bear to a dragon, I'd say yes. What do you think, children?
Sure. Quilt's one of us now.
And we're glad to have him.
Oh, my friends, I am touched. I don't know how.
My stuffings.
Willikers, what a big wave that was. Are you all right, Cinnamon Bear?
Donkey, donkey.
Jimmy, look, over there. Isn't that our Silver Star?
Oh, sure enough. It's floating on top of the root beer ocean as nice as you please.
Eureka! Swim over that way, Quilt, so Jimmy can reach out and grab it.
Right you are, Skipper.
Now, just a little closer, Quilt.
Oh, what's that?
Wow, it's a big whale. A blue and white polka dot whale.
Odds bodkins, it's Wesley, the wailing whale.
And he came up right between us and our Silver Star.
And he sees it, too, and he's opening his mouth.
Oh, he swallowed it right up.
Well, if it isn't one thing, it's another. This is certainly a pretty pickle for our young friends. No sooner do they escape the Inkaboos and find their precious Silver Star floating serenely on the root beer ocean, but a blue and white polka dot whale with an appetite has to come along and gobble it up. Let's listen next time and see what happens. Never can tell, you know.